Originating in Rochester, New York, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy is in its second year in Okaloosa County and is sponsored by the Fort Walton Beach Chamber of Commerce in conjunction with the Destin Chamber as well as other community groups. Ted Corcoran is the president and CEO of the Greater Fort Walton Beach Chamber of Commerce. Corcoran first heard about the Young Entrepreneurs Academy approximately 5 years ago at a state conference for chambers and believes it's a wonderful opportunity for middle and high school students who participate.
It is spectacular. We in the community have always talked about having a proving ground, an educational training session for the next generation. And we didn't have one. So this is a perfect scenario. The chamber is in charge of promoting business. And now what we're doing is we're helping grooming the next generation, or in this case, high school kids, for business. And hopefully they'll stay here in our community too.
The Young Entrepreneurs Academy has been around for 10 years nationally and is currently in about 40 states. Okaloosa County is only one of 5 counties in the state of Florida that participates, including the Greater Pensacola program for students in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, which concluded in March.
I love working with students, especially middle and high school students, because it's such a cool age.
That's Kate Scanlon, the coordinator for the Costa Leadership Institute at Northwest Florida State College, and this is her first year as a mentor for the Okaloosa Young Entrepreneurs Academy. Scanlon says Costa Leadership is a nice fit with the program because it's tied to the academic community. But her favorite part is seeing the participants bloom.
I'm kind of blown away. If you had seen some of these students on night one, they wouldn't project their voices. There was not a whole lot of eye contact. Basically, this was the first time they'd been put in a professional public speaking situation of any sort. And to see them go from that to this point where they're on stage with these nicely crafted presentations, in business dress, making eye contact, having appropriate hand gestures, it just warms my heart.
The 7 finalists will get to show off the progress they've made tonight when they make their final PowerPoint presentations before a panel of potential investors in a Shark Tank format of sorts. The youngest participant in the academy is an 8th grader at the STEM Academy. His business plan is to make vacationing on the Gulf Coast more relaxing by renting and delivering beach toys to those staying in Destin.
My name is Chris Loeffler, as she already told you, and I've grown up on the Gulf Coast for 12 years, and it gave me an idea for a very unique business opportunity, and I call it Toy in the Box. Our business is a company that rents out popular beach toys to tourists during the duration of their stay.
Loeffler and the remaining contestants have spent the week making final preparations for their presentations, including a dress rehearsal last week. Another enterprising young entrepreneur is Ashley Pellerin, a senior at Fort Walton Beach High School. Pellerin's business concept is to become a virtual art broker with her company, Southern Art Studio.
Southern Art Studio is an online gallery where new and upcoming artists can easily post and sell their pieces. The website will provide a page for each individual artist. When a customer is interested in buying a piece, they will simply add it to their online cart and it will be delivered personally by the artists themselves.
The principal instructor for the Young Entrepreneurs Academy is Barbara Britt, a former leadership teacher at Fort Walton Beach High School. Britt says she's extremely proud of the students' hard work and dedication to the program.
I love seeing what students can do, and I really realized from teaching leadership that there's no boundary on what they can accomplish, and really watch our kids develop and grow and have the ability to work their way through college with their programs they've started.
Each student's business model is unique. As a result, some students are asking for a couple $100 to be invested, while others are seeking $1,000 or more. The 6 potential investors include healthcare executives, retail vendors, and a partner at a local law firm. The presentations will be held at 5:30 p.m. at the Northwest Florida State UWF Emerald Coast Joint Campus Auditorium and are open to the public. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.